New report this morning into the cost of state housing. Current 77,000 Kāinga Ora homes cost us, the taxpayer, twice as much as the private sector. Basically, it wants tenants to have a greater choice of landlord. Now, Sir Bill English was part of the independent review of Kāinga Ora and is with us. Sir Bill, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
You got some advice for Simeon? You've been Minister of Health.
Look, there's been a lot, you know, Simeon and previous ministers, including under the Labor government, put a lot of extra money into health. And I can understand why he feels a bit frustrated. You know, there's a lot of people need care, and it does look a bit political.
Yeah. So broadly, just let me broaden it out before we get to the specifics of this report. When you went in to have a look at Kāinga Ora, what did you find? How bad was it? And what's your view of the turnaround thus far?
Oh, look, I think they're doing a good job of the turnaround. It's a big job. It's the biggest business in the country by quite a long way. And a difficult one to run because it's so big. So we found an organisation that had been following the directions of its previous political masters, the previous Labor government, and they were spending very large amounts of money, running up very large amounts of debt and getting some new houses, but not near enough for the money that was going in. But also there was a loss of focus on the tenants and the point of social housing is to change lives. And that means focusing on the people more than the houses. And it means who owns the houses is less important than what you're doing to support the tenants.
Is 77,000 too many for Kāinga Ora to own? And if 77,000 is too many, what's the right-ish sort of number? What's the split? What should it be?
Oh, you start from the front line. All housing solutions are local. And all housing solutions are about individuals and families. So, you know, how many houses should someone own who is supporting and understanding the needs of tenants and taking part in a community? Well, you need a bit of scale, you know, probably a few thousand houses. I think Tamaki Redevelopment Company's got about 5,000. That looks about a good scale. What we found, though, was an impressive energy and innovation, and with everyone from Autism New Zealand to iwi and NGOs, private developers, who can do a better job of this than Kāinga Ora. There's no economies of scale with 77,000 houses. In fact, as the report shows, it's the opposite. The larger the business, the more it's costing to do the houses.
Yeah.
Now, the current board will make the best of it, but the best solutions we saw were with the 10 or 15,000 houses that are subsidised like state houses, you know, because the government has to pay, but are run by people who really understand the tenants, really understand their community, and get great results from it.
All right, let's see where it goes.